Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A week or so ago, there were a lot of calls for State Representative Candace Keller of Middletown to resign from the Ohio House because of a Facebook post after the shootings in Dayton that most people found completely inappropriate. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about why. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Why don't you tell us, what did Candace Keller write on Facebook and what was the reaction?
Well, Marianne, it was very bizarre, and a lot of people thought so, including many of her fellow Republicans. She was blaming mass shootings like the one in Dayton on things like transgender people, drag queens, Barack Obama, athletes who kneel during the national anthem, immigration. I mean, everything in the world. And she was very, very tough about it. And she put this thing up on Facebook. People started seeing it and were shocked at the language. And suddenly she took it down, but there were enough people who saved it that it's been out there.
Now, some members of the Republican Party, yes, you mentioned are saying what about this?
Well, the most outspoken person, I think, has been the Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken, who basically said that this was just shocking and inappropriate. And she called on Candace Keller to resign from the Ohio House. Sheriff Richard K. Jones, who is no liberal by any stretch of the imagination.
From Butler County.
He also was calling for a resignation and saying it was inappropriate. And a lot of her colleagues think so, too.
Now, she's gotten a lot of people calling for her resignation. Has she shown any sign that she might do that?
No, none whatsoever. She doesn't, you know, you don't get automatically thrown out of the Ohio House unless you have committed a felony. Well, she hasn't done that. There is a procedure where if 2/3 of the House voted to remove her for inappropriate behavior, they could do that, but they'd have to hold a hearing first. And I don't think, and nobody has the appetite for that kind of a show in Columbus right now, particularly on the Republican side.
Now, this isn't her first time sort of being associated with a controversy.
No, not at all. She has been pretty much ever since she entered the House. And she is the executive director of a pregnancy resource center, which is fine. That's her, you know, she's a pro-life person. But then she, you know, started comparing Planned Parenthood to Nazis. And she's appeared on a white supremacist radio show. And she's done some things that have just attracted attention to her in a really negative way for most people. Not all people, but for most people.
If she won't leave her job voluntarily, what is the Ohio Republican Party going to do?
Well, I think what they hope will happen is that she is a candidate now for the Ohio Senate. State Senator Bill Coley of Butler County is term limited out, so that's an open seat. There are three candidates: Candace Keller, George Lang, the state representative, and a Westchester Township trustee by the name of Lee Wong. It's clear that Lang seems to be the favorite of the party, and Sheriff Jones has endorsed him. I know that. But, you know, she's in this three-way primary and wants to go from the House to the Senate.
Can she win?
I think she can win. She's going to have the entire Butler County Republican Party organization and the state party organization against her, because I think they're lining up behind Lang. But if Lang and Wong split the so-called moderate Republican vote, a lot of the more hardcore conservative people and the Trump voters might actually elect her. And the irony of that would be that she would end up getting a promotion.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org. He joins me every Friday morning at this time.